stand by.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Joining us on today, good morning, my co-host, Cassandra. Good morning, Cassandra. Good morning.
Good morning, Power Coach.
Good morning. Possibilities Coach. Look at what happens when power and possibilities meet up. Boop, boop. There's going to be a knockout. And we have right here on the show today, Cassandra, another knockout guest that I had the pleasure of chatting with for about 65 seconds before the show started today. So, yes, yes, we are so excited that he could join us in our virtual studio. You know, people, this is what we're talking about. We are in the virtual studio, and we thank you. We know people are tuning in at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and the respective time slots around the world, because we can't just think nationally. We have to think internationally, because really, because of the internet. You see the connection? Internet, international. So when you're on the internet, you're on the World Wide Web. So this really is an international radio broadcast. And we have with us today the CEO of a powerful station. We're going to get back to that in a minute. But we want to welcome you to the show this morning. All of our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And we have some exciting information to share with you in just a moment, so don't go away. Cassandra, you know, you invited this guest on, and of course, you wasn't going to get an argument out of me. Listen, you go out and you bring some of the most interesting people on this show. I feel like I should be paying you. Oh my God. So tell us. The CEO of the Christian Social Network is in the house. I want to go ahead and give out the website, and then we're going to, you know, open up his phone line, and which is already open, and just say good morning to him. But I want to give people the website right away so they can go on as we're doing the show, and you can tweet, you can go on Facebook and let us know that you're listening to the CEO of this powerful network. It's www.mycsnchristiansocialnetwork.org. Now, some of you have heard of the word network and you've heard of Facebook. So imagine both of those together. And that's what you, when you put that in your mind, now you're realizing the significance of the Christian Social Network. So, yeah, Cassandra, this is an amazing show this morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. The possibilities are endless. And I tell you, it's so great to have a forerunner, a person of vision, a person who sees the possibilities. And that's why we have the Christian Social Network. And we're so glad that David is with us today to tell people what that means for them and, you know, the places that that's going to take them as a result of being involved in this. So this is such a great opportunity for the Christian community. It really is. I'm really excited. Very excited about the opportunity.
Audience, thank you so much for tuning in. But we want to start talking to our awesome guest, who is none other than the CEO of the Christian Social Network, and that is none other than Mr. David Knight. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about the Christian Social Network. This is an alternative social network site for Christians. And I know over my lifetime, especially over the past 15 years, I've had Christians looking, longing for, and wanting a network just like this. Well, this website is for Christians worldwide. It is a place to come and to help expand God's kingdom. Christians can meet online for friendship, fellowship, and worship. I like that. You can meet online and offline for friendship, fellowship, and worship. Christians can share their news, their updates. You can share your events, your music, your ministries, and all things related to Christianity. You can plan and conduct Bible studies. You can post information, request, do fundraising. You can donate. You can participate and or create Christian forums and many more special interest channels related to any topic you can think of. The Christian Social Network, christian-social-network.com, is also here to provide a net to link the world of Christians. And this is very exciting and very important. And wow, talk about a vision. Only the Holy Ghost could give such a vision. They also provide the means to help expand God's kingdom through God's word that is planted in the Holy Bible in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. So, you know, it's stated and made very clear. You can go on there and you can tweet. You can tweet at twitter.com at mycsn.org. They're connected on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. You can watch programming. You can do so much. But now I want to just welcome our powerful guest to the show, Mr. David Knight. Welcome, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and thank you. It's an honor to be able to be on your show and talk about what we are doing for the kingdom and maybe speaking to potential and current entrepreneurs. It's a pleasure.
Well, that's what time it is. It is time for entrepreneurs in the kingdom of God to be raised up. God has chosen myself, Cassandra, and others to be on this show. We've been here every morning, Monday through Friday, to do exactly what you said. We want to empower. You know, he said that he was going to give us power to get wealth. And many of us know that wealth and work, especially hard work, go together. And so, you know, one of the ways to do that is to become an entrepreneur like yourself. So you're an entrepreneur. You're the CEO of this dynamic business, and we can't wait to hear how you got started with the Christian Social. How did this come about for you to have the Christian Social Network? What year did you start the network? And what has been some of the most exciting events that you've launched as a result of this powerful network?
Great. Actually, the Christian Social Network was all Holy Spirit driven. Now, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a retired United States Marine, and my gifts are in information technology. You know, I've been through every level of information technology that you can think of, all the way up to being a corporate executive. Sometime in January 2012, my mentor was traveling around speaking to pastors, and one of the things, there's a statement that he made was very profound. He said, for the first time since the Great Depression, church is being foreclosed on. And me being an entrepreneur, you know, really wanted to do my part. So I actually started out, and you could actually fact check this on my Facebook page, because in January I wrote a post, and my way of helping that gap was to create a business called Entrepreneurs for Christ, Earn More to Give More. Now, that's what I wanted to do. But God actually had something different for me. Now, all I do on Facebook is post theological posts. And one day, doing my normal posts, I was getting ready to put my plan out for Entrepreneurs for Christ, and some graphic information showed up on my wall. Someone posted it, maybe, you know, a friend of a friend of a friend, five or seven generations deep. Very, very graphic and inappropriate, and it really disgusted me. So I was going to shut down my Facebook page, and later that night, while, you know, doing my meditation time, the Holy Spirit just ministered to me and let me know, hey, look, I've gifted you in information technology for all of these years for such a time as this. There are many other Christians on these social networks that are not satisfied. Don't get mad about it. Do something about it. So, once again, I was inspired to create a Christian alternative to the worldly social networks. And we launched late in 2013, and it's been an awesome journey. You know, the Holy Spirit has been with us all the way. We've attended numerous events. We've been on gospel award shows. We've been doing some of the local and national events that other Christian organizations have, and it's just been an awesome journey. You know, it's being received very, very well, because there's millions of Christians on the other social networks that really don't have a place to go, and they share the same experience as me. So, you know, the Christian social network is an alternative that they can actually go to. I'm not competing with any other social networks. You know, it's, you know, we believe that it's a mighty move of God, and that it's a social media revival.
Wow, and that is, you know, there's a lot of times when we are looking for that place to go that gives us that revival, you know, like, Lord, revive us again. And so here we, and social media is pretty much here to stay. So it's not like we're going to get around it. And you are stepping up to the plate to present this very, you know, powerful format, and I'm just so blessed that we are able to introduce you to some, for people who may not have heard of your social Christian social network, me being one of them. And so, and I think I'm pretty much up on just about everything that is on social media in terms of big programs like this. So I believe that if I didn't know about it, I can only imagine there are many, many more Christians who are not familiar with this network. And so I am so honored that I met Coach Cassandra and just a month ago, and now, you know, she's introduced me to things that I never heard of. And that's one of the reasons that we're on the radio show. I know some people say, you know, why do they have to be there? But that is why we're here. Because now that many more thousands of people will know about the social, the Christian social network, so that they too can come, like you said, for this empowering, spirit-led and filled broadcast, get some righteous teaching, training, event, music, so people can have an experience and say, oh, I had to turn to the world because the Christians wouldn't give me anything to be entertained with or any way to have fun and enjoy this abundant Christian life that God gave me when I got saved. So I really appreciate your openness, willingness, and obedience to the move of God, because this is just mind-blowing. So, David, you say you just opened up this network a year ago, and in 1 year, you've been able to accomplish, but it has taken others 20, 30 years to accomplish. What do you, and you, I know you say your background in IT, and so God does allow us to go to college, helps guide us into the different fields and disciplines in college, steers us in certain backgrounds, like you said, the military, the Marine Corps, no doubt, one of the toughest out there, and then he brings you to launch this big program. So do you, how much of all of this coming together did you see, and when did you see it?
Actually, you know, like I said, it was all Holy Spirit driven. You know, I personally believe that it was part of God's will for my life, you know, to put me in places to be exposed to information technology, both on the technical side and both on corporate executive side, to be able to create an environment that has great substance that the body could actually utilize to unite. So my whole life's journey has been moving toward this calling. And I didn't realize it and see it until sometime in 2013, where the Spirit just revealed to me that, you know what, all of your training and skills is not for yourself, but it's actually to glorify God. Use this information technology to do something. You know, the body is struggling. Millions of Christians are on these social networks and struggling. You have the tools and the ability to do it. Connect with the Spirit. And actually, this is what I want you to create. You know, it's just like the children of Israel, where they were trapped in Egypt, and they never knew about the promised land until it was revealed to them. Then millions were able to get out of bondage and go to a place where there's a great land of milk and honey. It's the same thing. So we've created an environment so that, you know, the body, and even if you're not a Christian, you know, this site is available to everyone. You know, we don't discriminate. But at the end of the day, our goal is to share the word and share the good news of Jesus the cross.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yes. I want to give Cassandra an opportunity to ask a question. Go right ahead, Cassandra.
Yes. Good morning again, David. The question that I have that I'm sure many people are wondering, we have lots of people on the air that are listening that have not even begun their dreams, or they haven't moved out to make the next step to make that possible. And, of course, we have people that have been, you know, entrepreneurs, business people for quite a while. But what would you say, what encouraging thing would you tell someone who has an idea to do something, but they are fearful, or it's never been done before, just like you've done something that's never been done before as far as your particular venue? What words of encouragement would you give them to step out and make it a reality?
One of the things that I can really share with you is that fear will never allow you to be successful. You can get some things started, but if you are fearful, you're never going to be successful. So it takes courage. It takes planning, and it takes commitment. If you have a vision and you have a dream and you want to accomplish that dream and that goal, you have to be committed to it, and you have to have the courage to step out on faith to actually see it through. I mean, those are some key things that I can share with the listening audience. Courage, commitment, dedication, and faith and belief in what it is that you want to do. If you don't believe in it, no one else will. So you have to believe in it.
All right. Absolutely. I absolutely agree. And I'm sure that you have talked to all kinds of entrepreneurs all of your life, And so basically you're saying, you know, write the vision, make it plain, of course. And I know some of the encouraging things we tell people to do is make sure you partner with someone. You get a mentor or a coach that can guide you and assist you in those kinds of things. Now, maybe even your pastor or someone in your church or in the workplace can assist you. Were you able to get those kinds of folks to come alongside with you? You reached out and you asked for the assistance you needed to be successful?
I did, and I do, and I have an awesome team that's working with me. You know, one of the other things that I want to share is there's always strength in numbers. A lot of times, you know, we can't launch or be as successful as we want to be because we want to do it all by ourselves. You know, we want it all for ourselves. And that's part of that greed demon that will prevent you from being successful as well. There's strength in numbers, and you're absolutely right. You know, partnering up with like-minded individuals that can bring something to the table that can add to what it is that you're doing. So, yes, we've been very, very successful. I have a whole team behind me that works with me on this. The bishop of my church, I attend Trinity Chapel in Powder Springs. They're behind me on this. So yes, absolutely, partner up. Believe and understand and know that there is strength in numbers. You don't have to, you know, go out on these ventures by yourself. There's enough on the table for everyone to receive the resources that they need in order to live and survive.
Awesome, awesome. Now tell me this, do you have a foundational scripture that you personally stand on that you could share with us? You know, maybe more than one, but at least one that we would love to hear that would encourage folks.
The personal scripture that we stand on for the Christian social network is Mark 16:15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and Matthew 28, which tells us to teach the gospel as opposed to preach the gospel. So we stand on those two verses, and what better way to get into all the world than to use the power of the internet? You know, the internet can get into places where we physically cannot. And we know that the body is scattered throughout the world. This is an awesome place to actually help unite the body.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. And I want to mention to our listening audience that Mr. David Knight is also going to be with us tomorrow evening for our teleshow. We are having the Power of Your Possibilities teleshow tomorrow evening, and that will start promptly at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. So we want you to get on board. We do have a flyer going around on Facebook, and those of you that have seen the flyer, if you would share, keep that going. We would love that because I'm telling you, this gentleman has so much to share with the body of Christ. And I understand you're also in theology school, I believe, working on your doctorate. Is it in theology or ministry? And how did that come about, and what do you hope to do with that? Are you in ministry at this time?
No, I'm not in ministry other than the Christian Social Network, but I am a 150% believer in the Holy Bible. And in order for me to be successful at what I'm doing with the Christian Social Network, I need to put more substance into my being. And so I decided to pursue a doctorate in theology. I have a great thirst for the word right now. I have a great thirst for the truth. And so, you know, once again, that journey took me toward going back to school and to pursue a degree in theology, and I'm really enjoying the journey.
Wow, it sounds awesome. We're just so delighted that you could be with us and share all these things. We had a gentleman on Friday that had a famous quote, and he said, "If there are no more ifs, anything can happen." And that was his quote from the Message Bible. Now your quote doesn't necessarily have to be from the Bible, but there's some famous last words, there's a quote that you would like to share with our audience on today?
Absolutely. I was just sitting in church this Sunday, and senior pastor, Pastor Jim Bolin, made a good statement to add on to what you just said about if. You know, we don't serve a God of if, we serve a God of yes. So I'll leave your listening
all right.
to that. Yes and yes. Amen.
Well, I would like, I know, right, that's a good one. And I would just like to definitely, before we do another thing, and certainly if there is a question from someone from the audience, just hit your number one key and we'd love to bring you on. But I just want to say publicly thank you for your service. You said you were in the military, and we know that that's a very honorable role, and all the men and women that protect allow us to live. A lot of times as Americans, we take for granted. We did even more so before 9/11, but we really take for granted the way we have our lifestyles here, and we couldn't do it without, you know, the military. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
yeah.
you played.
Thank you.
I was trained that whenever we're in the presence of anyone in the military, to simply tell them, thank you for your service. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart, because it's important to be able, we go to the malls, we go to the movies, we go in and out of the grocery stores, in and out of the libraries, in and out of our jobs. And with a lot of freedom in this country, we have for years. And yes, the military, while they're over there giving up their life, fighting for us, protecting us, and sometimes we don't see it because it's not on our own territory. So we don't get to, you know, feel it and see it. But thank you for that. And yes, we're excited. And you said you've already now, since you started this station, the Christian Social Net, and I just signed up, by the way, everyone, you need to go to the website. I just signed up, so it's not difficult. It's quite easy, and I did it while I was sitting here listening to the show. Now I have a profile on the Christian Social Network. I'm so excited. Yes.
Awesome.
I made a post. I said, join us on the show. I put up the flyer. I didn't put up my profile picture yet, but I'm going to. I'll leave it on here for a while today. I'll make some other posts. I'll invite some of my, navigate my way around it. But it looks like I can do a poll. I can do a blog. Wow. That sounds exciting. I can do a photo. Amen. Look at that. Oh, my God. I'm, like, excited. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to do a blog right now. Awesome. Wow. David, this is impressive. Oh, my God. Yes. Listen, and I teach a part-time at the community college in Newark, New Jersey, and they actually, both of the community colleges where I work, they both have Christian networks there. So I can't wait to go and present this. Now I'm going to, and that's if you don't mind, if I, and you can point me to any spokesperson that you have in the New Jersey region, and I will certainly invite them to come down and share at the college. If not, I'll do it.
Awesome. I don't have anyone in New Jersey, and maybe off air we can talk. And I do travel a little bit to certain places, so we can maybe talk off air about me getting to New Jersey to present for you. But yes, this
awesome.
Is a mighty move. It's a mighty move of God, and as you can see, it's real user friendly. Everything that you can
yes.
do on the other social networks, you can do here. You see the second. Tab, it's a full text Bible. You can put any chapter and verse in and it'll bring it right up for you. Other social networks don't have that, so it's a great work to allow individuals that are not satisfied with all of the inappropriate content, all of the other file names that you get from some of the other social networks, a place where you're not really exposed to that. we do a lot of monitoring, and we censor and we remove inappropriate material, and any individual that would post something that's derogatory or inappropriate would actually be banned from the site.
Awesome.
And you know what else, too? You also get to publish right to Facebook and or Twitter. Yes, so my comments will also go there. So I'm, like, very, very overly excited right now. That
Oh, my God,
it just showed up. Oh, my God, I'm on, I'm looking at my Facebook feed, and I see it said, oh, my God, I like social networks. I'm one of those people. You know how people get new, like, some people get new video games or new computer gadgets. They're all like, I get excited about new social networks. And so this is, like, the ultimate social network for me, being a Christian, that this is.
Great. And we wanted the transition to be very, very smooth. We didn't want any visitors to have to go through a huge learning curve. And just as your experience, that's the experience that we're looking for.
Wow.
And let me know. There's memberships. Now, I see there are different memberships. And the memberships, just to make sure I'm clear, just in real short, they last for a year.
Yes, and if I can, let me explain the memberships. We don't go out and advertise the memberships. Those memberships are really used to raise funds for church organizations and nonprofits. Remember what I mentioned in the beginning. This was Holy Spirit driven by a need. Entrepreneurs for Christ, churches are actually being foreclosed on. Part of what we do with the Christian Social Network is utilize the subscriptions to conduct fundraisers for church organizations that are struggling or that need ways to actually generate revenue for their missions, for their building funds, or for whatever cause they may have. Now, I'll give you one number. Facebook gross in 2012, $60 billion, and have not done anything significant for the kingdom. This is all kingdom building from the Christian Social Network. So that's how we explain the subscription. We don't go out and advertise because we're not looking, you know, for this as a cash cow. You know, we utilize this, number one, to minister the word and to be ministered to, and number two, to help those organizations that may want to conduct fundraisers. So if there is Christian organizations out there that are listening from your listening audience, we'll do fundraisers for you and help you raise funds for whatever cause your church may have a need at. The site is www.mycsn.org.
Can you repeat that one more time for folks that are just tuning in? Get your pen and paper ready, folks. Could you repeat that, David, please?
Yes. The Christian Social Network site, the URL, is www.mycsncharlie.org. The Christian Social Network, mycsn.org.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Did you want to make some input also on some of the other things that we can look for from the Christian Social Network? I know Licia mentioned a few things, but we still may have had a few folks just call in just now. So just tell us some of the highlights of the Christian Social Network.
Absolutely. As you can see, everyone gets a personal blog, and you can journalize your daily walk or whatever it is you want to journal. You can make it public or you can make it private just for yourself. There's a full text Bible where you can put in any chapter and verse, and it'll pull it up for you right away. There's modules that will allow you to, if you have a business and you want to be able to market your business as a marketplace where you can actually post your product and sell to the general public. There's modules where, you know, if you're a church organization, you can create a group page and make it private to your, to your organization, or you can have it open to the public, where, you know, the pastors or the leadership of the church can actually communicate with the congregation from this social media outside of the physical church building. There's modules that will allow you to have a video chat. You can have a video chat with 16 individuals simultaneously.
Wow.
There's the traditional chat one-to-one. There's also a chat room where you could actually create a private chat room. If you look at your link on the bottom left, that's actually a chat room where you can create a chat room or you can join a chat room. And the numbers that you can have in a chat room are infinite, as many as the site will allow. If you have a Christian school, there's a school module where all the students from a school could actually join and join that school group, and it's by its membership only. So there's several. If you're an artist, if you're a gospel artist, and you want to be able to share and show your music, there's a module there for artists where they can post their music. Unlike some of the other places, we don't ask anything from the artist. You get an artist subscription. You can put all of your music up, and you can sell it to the general public. It's a direct relationship between the seller and the buyer. Christian Social Network don't get involved. So there's many modules and many features out there that individuals can actually take advantage of by coming to the Christian Social Network. One other thing, there's a course module. You can actually create your course content. You can upload it, and you can
hold a class.
Yes, absolutely. And you can create test modules to test whether or not to see if an individual actually took a class.
Oh my! Wow!
Wow!
Yes.
Wow! That's
All this in a year. I can't wait to see what the next year is going. I see you can take a poll, especially for those individuals who dabble in different political. Wow. They were talking about this at our Women's and Women in Politics conference on the weekend. They were talking a lot about polling and how important that can be for a person's campaign. Wow. So here, I'm just getting a vision. Okay, let me just keep going. So this is really, really
phenomenal.
This is truly, truly phenomenal. And people definitely, you hearing a lot. Oh, people got their hands up. I got to open up some phone lines right now. Will that be okay, David, if that would...
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
People, thank you so much for holding on. I'm going to open up as the calls come in. Area code 216, you're on the air, 339, the first three numbers of your phone. Give us your name, comments, or questions.
Hi, this is Deidre calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Actually, he answered my question. I just wanted to know what was the website, that's all.
The website is www.mycsn.org.
Okay, thank you.
MyCSN.org. You're welcome.
I love it. That's a great website. And then you have the other website, Christian-Social-Network.com.
Yes, and what we actually do is send people to the main site, which is www.mycsn.org. And once you click on the sign-up link, it'll actually take you into the Christian Social Network. It's just a shorter URL to allow people to get in, as opposed to typing in a long URL.
Oh, that's cool. That's so cool. Well, you know what? Somebody's got to go sign up right now because I don't have any friends. So I need I need a friend or two. But yes,
I will definitely friend you in a few moments.
friend me.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I can send requests, and I like the fact that the page, I like the way the page looks. I definitely love that burgundy color, that purple color, and the gold, definitely the purple, that power color for Christians. I like that this is an awesome. Oh, we got another caller. Hold on, caller, don't go anywhere. Area code 314, first three numbers, 581. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment or question.
This is Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. Top of the morning to you.
Hey, Dirk.
Hey. I was just calling in. I missed part of the broadcast. I heard something about the Christian Social Network, and I'm kind of interested. I'd like to if you can recap just for a minute, what is the purpose of the networking? I heard something about you can download, you can upload, and I got excited about you can load your education program out there, and y'all know that's what I'm about, education.
Yeah.
So tell me, the first part is that you can you use it as a tool to help to connect with people and to get folks to get involved in other processes?
Absolutely. One of the things that, you know, the Christian Social Network has been confused about early on was that it was a Christian dating site. Let me dispel that rumor right now. It has nothing to do with Christian dating. This is pure Christian ministry. You can minister or you can be ministered to. So the Christian Social Network is actually the alternative to the other social networks. Anything that you can do on the worldly social networks, you can actually do on the Christian Social Network.
Oh,
wow.
Excellent. And so I heard you say something about www.mycsn.org. Was that correct?
Yes.
That right?
Yes, that's the main page.
Okay, and is there a cost to that?
No, it's absolutely free. If you want to get a subscription to utilize some of the enhanced features or to help raise funds for a church organization or a nonprofit, you can get a subscription. You know, we don't openly go out and advertise subscriptions. That's mainly used to conduct fundraising. You can sign up.
What if you are a for-profit corporation? I am a Christian. My companies are all for profit, you know, that nonprofit. I didn't find that in the Bible. God said he's the one to teach and show you how to profit. So I'm going to stick with God's line of thinking. How can a for-profit be able to make an impact or be a part of that?
A for-profit can partner up with us, and we have some programs that we've put together for profits. I'd like to talk to you about it offline, about what we can do to help a for-profit organization, and it really revolves around helping the organization grow in numbers.
Okay. I would be interested to talk to you offline.
Thank you, David.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, David. Yes, peace and blessings.
Thank you, Sammy.
Awesome. So I think I now have a picture. Let's see if it took. Oh, yes, I'm out there. Now, I have a friend request. Oh, Danielle, thank you. Danielle. Aww,
yeah, that's Danielle. Hey, Danielle. Yeah. She's a little shy about asking questions. We talked about that yesterday, but she's with us. Thank you, Danielle, so much.
Oh, Danielle, thank you for friending me. That's so sweet. Well, I got my first Christian, my first network, my first person. Let me open up another phone line. Hello there. Good morning, area code 770. You are on All About Entrepreneurs with Possibilities Coach Cassandra and Power Coach Louisa and the awesome, boy, I almost said the almighty, the awesome Christian Social Network CEO is in the house, Mr. David Knight. It's your dime and my time, so go right ahead. Area code 7. Yeah, sometimes people have their phone on mute. It takes them a minute. Yeah, we can hear you now. Speak up a little louder.
Good morning. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is Ebony with Thankzilla, and I work very closely with Mr. David Knight. I'm actually his brand manager. And I wanted to call in. You know, David's network, which is Christian Social Network, has grown tremendously. I remember when I first spoke with David, it was just an idea. And then
wow.
he launched. And to see the amount of growth and to see the infectiousness of people who truly understand the mission and the goal has been amazing. Another piece is most people don't understand the concept of being selfless. David has no personal gain in this at all. And he continues to remind me because I'm a business-driven person, so I'm always thinking about the dollars. And I'm always questioning, okay, so financially, what's the benefit for you? And then he continues to remind me, Ebony, this is not about a financial benefit for me. This is about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so not only have I learned a lot about, you know, creating a network from David, but I've also, he's been a great example of selflessness and truly walking in line with God's, you know, journey for you without putting your own benefit first. I mean, I remember when I first met with David, my question to him was about developing his line and developing, you know, are we going to promote you or promote the network? David was very adamant about being faceless. He's just all about promoting Jesus Christ and promoting this network to bring people across the world together. And I just wanted to call in and let people know that this is a great movement, and you want to be a part of this because when great things happen, you know, when the blessings come, they overflow to those that are around and those that are connected. So I just wanted to call in and kind of add that point of reference.
Thank you, thank you. And I just got another friend. Woo-hoo! I just got another friend. Oh, I think I got another friend. OMG, this is so cool. So thank you. Thank you, David, for being my friend on social media. I'm going to be telling everybody I know because when I was a child, I used to get in trouble for talking too much, having a big mouth. And so being in the business that I'm in, the social media networking business, a big mouth comes in handy. So, yes, imagine that everything that I got beat for, I now get paid for. It's exciting. I can't. Isn't that horrible? But, way, I guess. But the one thing about it, they never beat it out of me. I never stopped. And that's when I realized that I was willing to take a beating for my success. So, I'm going to be telling you. Every church, I will be preaching at. I'll be preaching at a church on the 17th. I'll be speaking to some women on the 31st.
Yeah.
And now, just going on my bio, that I was, thank you, Coach Cassandra, interviewed the CEO of the Christian Social Network, and that people need to join me on CSN. If you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and like me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter, you can certainly connect with me on the CSN. And so I can't wait to say that. It just, so I think, yes. Well, thank you, David, for providing us this. We've been looking for something like this for a while. And so the Bible, somebody said, you'll find success when you begin to look for it. And so, David, this is great. So, David, can you kind of walk us through, and if any more callers come in, we'll open up their line. But, David, can you kind of walk us through what a day is like for you in such a busy arena? You're talking about you have TV programming, you have radio shows, you have a marketplace on here. You got to deal with people and their businesses. You obviously have a staff. You obviously have a PR person that you have to constantly, you know, report to or report about. Oh my God, you got videos. You got people with music. Wow, you got your own appearances on television shows like TBN and the Word Network and what have you. One, I'm pretty sure I've seen you before. somewhere on those shows. And so tell us, walk us through what is a day like for you?
So let me speak to the entrepreneurs. I can't be at every place at every time to do all the things that I want to do. So once again, you know, you have to surround yourself with people that can actually get the job done for you. And I like to just kind of give a little thanks to my team, Michael and Teresa Rounds, Doug and Deborah Baines, April and Greg Willoughby, my wife, Princess Knight, my new business partner, Ernest Armstrong in Virginia, and my branding team. Thank Zella. You just heard Ebony, E.K. Porter earlier. Those are the folks that actually get the work and the job done. My job, you know, is just to sit in the captain's seat and help steer the ship. The team is actually responsible for making sure all of the other inner workings actually get done. So as a quarterback, you know, I take the ball and I can survey the field and get the ball to whoever can get to the touchdown line the fastest. So my day is filled with research. It's filled with making phone calls and actually just kind of directing the team. You know, this is a Holy Spirit-driven business, and we all have a calling to actually be a part of this and to make sure that things are done. So I am not as busy as you think I am. Everyone else is really, really busy. They have their full-time jobs. They support the Christian Social Network with their time. So my day is not very busy at all. You know, I'm just directing and studying and making sure that the ship stays on course. So once again, for all the entrepreneurs, you know, find a good team that can actually play with you on the same field. Make sure that you're all on the same page. The only way to score is everybody got to come to practice. Everybody got to understand where we are and where we want to go.
Good advice, the entrepreneurs. Awesome, awesome. And so you started out this awesome company, this social Christian network, and now you have people. I just got another post and network, so wow, this is happening. Oh, wow, another person confirmed, and these are individuals who are listening right now on this broadcast, so this is very effective. I just got on, just opened up the page while we were sitting here. Already I have people connecting who are also listening to the show this morning. I would love for those individuals. Oh, I can confirm this person. Awesome, awesome. Mr. Robert, thank you so much for joining the Social Christian Network, being my friend. Robert is also a real estate broker, and so real estate, he's in real estate. If you need to buy a house or property or sell one, please contact Robert George. He is one of our faithful followers and daily listeners. I also know his wife, and know she's also an entrepreneur. So my friends are growing, and woo! I just want to give that shout out, but this is so awesome.
I love it.
Everyone, Cassandra, this is great. David, you have been a...
Yes.
Thank you. Sharing this. I can't believe I didn't know about this, and obviously these other people are also building their profiles. They didn't know either, David, so good job, Miss Ebony, what you're doing to get the brand out there. There are a lot of Christians, I think, in the world. There's close to 7 billion people, and Christians, we probably make up a good, at least I would think half of that. And we're growing, and the network is proof.
Yes.
Don't let anybody tell you. We're not. We are growing, and this is a sign, and we pray for much exponential growth and success for this network. And we can't wait to hear from you tomorrow night. David King is going to be on our first teleshow. Our teleshow is already being promoted on the Christian Social Network. You never know what God is doing. Please, people, don't give up on your dreams. Your dreams are valid. It's like Lupita Nyong'o said in her acceptance speech at the Oscars. Your dreams are valid. And like David has said right here, David Knight, CEO of the social, at the Christian Social Network, he says that you can build a team of people, get everyone on the same page, have the same, the vision has to come from the head of that team, and that everyone's in line with the vision and moving forward, and look at what you can do. I'm just amazed. I'm just blown away that I've had this page. There's a marketplace. There's support. There's a music spot. I love this Bible. Wow, you know, so many times as I was doing my other stuff, then I have to go to another site, but I can go right here. I can put in any scripture, but guess what? I can look at the one that was most searched, which is Jeremiah 29:13. Oh, my God. And ye shall seek me and find me. Wow. When you shall search me with all your heart. Wow. That is amazing. And Genesis 5:1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God, made he him. So that's, I just got all that just from this one site. And I'm just totally excited. There are video clips. I don't have to go to YouTube, and I can go there. I'm not saying don't, because I have stuff on YouTube too. But these here are selected with me in mind. They are Christian-centered and wholesome. Like you said, yeah, we know everybody that comes on here doesn't have to confess first that Jesus Christ is Lord before they get on here. But everything on here is going to be wholesome and good. And I think that I got Tasha Cobbs. I'm ready to play Break Every Chain. So I just love it. I'm just having such a good time, David Knight, on this, what you have created. And I'm just going to stop talking now and let somebody else talk. But
yeah,
this
I do
is
need
blowing
to
my
ask
mind.
Something. I do want to add something real quick. I want to give a shout-out to Kathy Howard. Kathy is the person that was responsible for introducing me to Mr. David Knight. And so we give a shout-out to Kathy, who is going to be our speaker on Tuesday morning. Tomorrow morning she'll be our speaker. She's an author, playwright, producer, awesome woman of God, extraordinaire. She's in ministry, and so we want to definitely thank her for that connection to you, David. And also, we want everyone to go to hashtag #PowerYourPossibilities on Facebook. Just put in the hashtag symbol #PowerYourPossibilities. Make your comments. You can put questions there. And we're also gearing up for our program tomorrow evening, our teleshow, Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow. And what we're doing, we're bringing some awesome men and women of God from around the country together in a format that's absolutely free, FREE.com. It's absolutely free. We want you to get on board and hear from these phenomenal thinkers that are impacting not only our community locally, nationally, internationally, and we are talking about Power Your Possibilities. We want to hear from them, what they're doing, their thoughts, their insights, because I'm telling you, just one word. That's all it takes, just one word. And we believe they will have that one, two, three, four words that can empower you to get you up and going to the next level. So that we do have a flyer going around. If you don't see the flyer, check out hashtag Power Your Possibilities, or go to my page, Cassandra McKissack, or to Coach Larissa. She would also be able to assist you. But, yeah, we want to make sure you're on board. Call in. we will have, we want folks to call in the number. We'll also be utilizing Facebook, and we'll probably want to go ahead and utilize CSN, the Christian Social Network, as part of this also, Lalisa. I'm really excited. So I just wanted to add that. We want to look for you tomorrow evening, starting promptly at 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, on and on. But, yeah, we've got some great speakers. Of course, Mr. David Knight, the president of the Christian Social Network. We're going to have on Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, who was on earlier, also a pilot. And we're going to have some other folks, Stephanie Burrows. We've also have, of course, again, Kathy. We're going to be on tomorrow morning as our guest, as well as tomorrow evening, part of the panelists. And we also have another lady, oh, and I believe her, you're going to have to help me out with that, Lalisa. I'm trying to remember everybody's names that's going to be part of the panelists, but it's going to be exciting, absolutely exciting.
Yes, we have Denise. Yeah, we have Denise L. Jenkins out of Cleveland, Ohio.
Yes, Cleveland, yes.
Know her for awesome. The mighty work that she does up there. She is a member, a longtime member since it started, of the Word Church. And actually, she is definitely in their family. She's a blood relative of the pastor or his wife. And she'll be there that she can share that if she wants to. I know sometimes she doesn't like for me to share that. But I do share it because I've gone to that church and I've gone there with her. And it's amazing how, you know, I get treated when I go there with her because she is family member. And she just really, you know, and it's so special. And I met her in an elevator by accident. And so just like meeting up with Cassandra online, it seemed like an accident. And now talking with the CEO, also have talked with movie stars like Bernita Ewing and just so many other wonderful people, Shakita and Deirdre and this is so many. I don't want to start naming names,
yeah.
But these people, but Denise Jenkins will be also speaking, and also Stephanie D. Burrows. Stephanie D. Burrows has helped people get millions and millions of dollars through contracting. She is a leading expert on contracting, and she's had many other backgrounds as well, but she will be talking tomorrow. This is a person, again, I met her by accident, but God has allowed to build relationships with these people, such like what's happening here right now with David. So come tomorrow night, Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. All of these individuals, Kathy Howard, who I've not yet spoken with, but I'll meet her tomorrow morning. God is up to something, you all, really, 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 really big. So I'm excited. We had Cedric last week. I can't imagine who's going to be on next. I guess the Holy Spirit. No. So anyway, y'all, this is just, y'all know I like to clown around sometimes. But back to you, Cassandra. So please tune in tomorrow night. Tell everybody you know. And people, you all are not telling enough people. See, here's the problem in the church. And it's the problem in the African-American community. These are our two biggest problems. We do not share enough. The Bible says, go ye and tell it. When are we going to get the go ye part right? You got to tell people about it. You got to be able to, and I know, Cassandra, you've been a big help to me with this, and you're telling it. You're going to, when Peter says all the tell it people come up front, Cassandra, you're going up front because the Cassandra... You want to go tell it. If she's on my team, I'm happy as a lark because this radio show has grown 500% since she joined, and she's only been here a month. And so our ratings are up 500% since Cassandra joined. And so we want everyone to take her enthusiasm, her fire, and it's very simple. Just go and tell everyone you meet. Are you tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs? Just get them started there. But now you can tell them to power up their possibilities, get a page, sign up on my CSN. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to be the leader in this. I'm going to get, I want 1,000 people signed up in my CS because I got 2,500 on Facebook, and I know at least 2,000 of them are Christians. I know that because I know most of my friends. I know they are Christians, and I want 1,000 of them or more to be have their page on my CSN by the end of this week. So I'm going to, that's my mission. Let's see how well I do. Back to you.
I tell you what, a great way to do that, there's an invite link on the site. If you go to the invite link, you can click on invite Facebook friends, and you can go through and choose who you want from Facebook to invite.
Glory to
thank
God.
Thank you very much. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show this morning. It's very, very, very fun to be a part of, and I'll make sure that I get the word out. I won't be one that's not sharing.
I'm going to share.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's something,
I
want to say. But I want to say this one thing, and I do apologize for, you know, our format on the show for me has been, you know, just kind of very laid-back conversational. Like we're having a conversation. Like if someone was to tune in and listen to this, and they will go back and listen to the archives, they'll, you know, if I didn't say we just met, they would think, oh, we were just old friends. But certainly, David, if there's anything that, a question that you typically do get asked by interviewers that you felt is really something that didn't get asked, that needs to be said, please feel free to share that. Right now, they know how to connect with you, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, and they can just go to your website. But you can just go to mycsn.org. He friended me. I'm so happy. I want to tell everybody I've been friended today by David Knight, the CEO. But David, if there is any comment or question that didn't get asked that you feel is important, please do share.
No, I think the format was very appropriate. I felt right at home and really enjoyed the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, we enjoyed talking with you, David, and the work that you've done, the IT background. Do you teach courses? What courses do you teach as it relates to either?
Yeah, I don't teach any courses at this time. I'm solely working on, you know, growing the Christian Social Network. I do have other businesses that I own. But I don't teach any courses.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, any of those businesses you can share with us or you like?
Sure. I own a full-service IT company. You can find it at mergingtechnologypartners.com. It's a communications company. It's an IT systems integration company. I own another company called the TDR Group. It's a group of individuals that have expertise in bringing federal funds to K-12 organizations.
Oh, there you have it.
You can find that at TDRGroup.com.
Wow. TDR, as in Tom Boy Robert?
No, Tom David Robert.com.
Okay.
The
TDR.
TDR.com.
Okay.
TDRGroup.com.
Okay, so we'll be looking to hear more about that in your talk tomorrow night, the TDRGroup.com. Awesome. So David Knight, and David, who is David Knight Sr.? Is that you?
David Knight Jr. is my mini-me. That is my son.
Okay, so you're David Knight.
I'm David Knight Sr. David Knight Jr. is my son. As you can see, there's kids on the site. So we really wanted this to be very, very family friendly. That's why we monitor it, we censor, we make sure that it's very appropriate because this is open for everyone.
Mm.
And my son is 11 years old.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. That is truly, truly awesome and amazing. I tell you, Kathy, yes, thank you. oh, my God, I got 3 friends online. Well, I got some work to do. I think I'm going to hire some of my students and let them just go in and get all my friends. So if there's another question or comment before we go off the air, anyone else with a comment or question that you would like to make to David, the CEO, anything you'd like to say or ask David, the CEO of the Christian Social Network, where you can go and connect with your friends. This is social media. You're able to, as a Christian, and have that place where you don't feel like you're being. I know sometimes when we're on the sites that just kind of take in anything and everything, sometimes a picture will show up, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, did somebody really, you know, put that out there? But, you know, all different kinds of spirits are out there, and some of them, they don't mind putting up really, really things that are really, really out. It's not good. So, but just to have a Christian social network, I just love the way that sounds. It just sounds great to me. What about you, Cassandra?
Awesome. I am so honored that he has been here with us. I know he's got a busy day schedule, and we went over the allotted time with you, David, so we appreciate you bearing with us, but this has been so phenomenal. We want to thank you again so much for being on the show, and so we understand if you've got to go, but we've got a few minutes left, and I'm just honored to have the man of God on the show and to you know, share with us the benefits of what he has to offer. And we've got to have you come back again, David, real soon.
This has been awesome.
And thank you, Ebony, for making your comments. We appreciate you also, woman of God. And we are looking for God to do some phenomenal things now that All About Entrepreneurs is definitely connecting with the Christian Social Network, and we are going to use it as an opportunity to also connect with other entrepreneurs. Our show, you know, what we want to do is provide motivations, inspiration to people that are thinking about their dream, that want to go to the next level. We're trying to get them up off the couch and start making steps toward what God has put in their heart, because I tell you, we don't want anyone to die with those dreams and visions on the inside of you. You need to die empty, and that means you've given out everything and then some. And I tell you, every day I'm getting up trying to give it 100+, because I know that's what it takes to impact. And I know as an evangelist, God has put in my heart to impact my not only my family but my community, not only my community, my city, my state, my country, and the world. And I'm telling you, I am going to do just that. I'm going to live my dream, show the passion of Jesus Christ that's down on the inside of me, and use that, you know, to do all that he's called me to do. I tell you, I can't wait to do the next thing and the next thing. You know, if they could reproduce what God has put down on the inside of me, somebody would be a multimillionaire by now. But all I can say is I just want to give God 100 and that he would be well pleased, you know, when I see him on that special day. So again, David, we thank you, you and Ebony, for the great work. All of your people, I don't know all of their names, but we thank all of you. Thank again Kathy Howard for this awesome introduction. And man of God, you just be blessed. We would love for you to just say a little short prayer for our audience, something in your heart. You can leave with us some closing words or a short prayer before we get off the air.
Sure, would love to.
Well, 1 second before you do that, just to let you know, I just invited a bunch of my Facebook friends, and I will see how. This is great. It's so easy, you all. You can just simply click invite Facebook friends. So go right ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to come together as Christians to talk about our journey to see you and see your face. Allow doors to open for us, God, according to your will. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we pray and we ask. And all that agree says, amen.
Amen. Yes, I'm excited. I'm getting people signed up. And you know what I'm doing too, Coach Cassandra? I'm inviting a lot of those people that I have on Facebook already, so look how easy that's going to be.
Now what username did you use, Coach Lalisa?
I just used my standard Coach Lalisa, which is what I use a lot of places. Just Coach Lalisa.
Oh, okay. Because maybe I put in too many words. David, I put a talk show host / life coach. I guess that was too many words for the username.
maybe the slash. But here's a good training moment. Once you get logged in, for the first time, you can actually utilize your username or your email address to log into the site. You have an option.
Okay.
Gosh.
Coach. Yeah, that's a long name.
I didn't know if you used All About Entrepreneurs or what. So we can have a separate name for a business page also, David?
Yes, you can. Now for business page, absolutely.
Yeah, like for the radio show.
Let's talk offline because I got something special I want to do for the radio show. In fact, if you look at the site, there's a far right floor. If you click down on it and you click on groups,
okay,
we'll do something like this for the radio.
Wow! Thank you. Oh, this is awesome. Wow. You hear that, audience? Oh, my gosh. He's given us a favor to do something special, and he's going to do something special for all of us. So we thank you, the Christian Social Network. That's what's special. Now, you're going to get to hear him again tomorrow night, Tuesday. Come back. We've got a flyer circulating about our evening event, the teleshow, Power Up Your Possibilities teleshow live, and we've got speakers from all over the country. We've got a powerful event to empower you, to motivate you to go to the next level, to do the next thing and the next thing. Come on board, folks. We're going somewhere, and it's exciting. We want you to have you on board with us, and check out Power Your Possibilities, # Power Your Possibilities. And, of course, we have a coaching page. You know that we are both coaches, life coaches, and our goal is to instruct you, guide you, inspire you so that you will go to the next level. Back to Coach Lalisa.
Awesome, everyone. Have a wonderful, powerful week as we continue through March. We know March in the United States is also celebrated as Women's History Month, so many of you have been invited to different events and participate and celebrate, encourage a woman in your life, even if you do something small. I did something very small at my home. I did a breakfast in support of Women's History Month. You know, women go through a lot of struggles and have struggled through so much, but yet we continue to rise. We continue to be powered up. We continue to go forth, and we hold on. And so you want to encourage those women in your life, your mom, if you have nieces, cousins, aunts, and coworkers, whomever it is, just let them know you appreciate them. And as you continue to find a way to celebrate, we're still working on some of our free gifts. We do have that free MP3, don't forget to claim that. Power Your Possibilities, don't forget that. And you can do that by going to the hashtag on Facebook, Power Your Possibilities. So get that. So for that powering up moment that you might need in the middle of the day and you just want to listen to something empowering you on that job and things aren't going the way they should go, or you're at home and could be in a relationship, or it could be your own business, you know, and you're in business, you're going to have those days where the machines break down, a report didn't get filed on time, somebody gets upset about something you said or didn't say. You're going to need moments to get repowered. replenish. It happens to the best of us, and it happens to almost everybody. So but when those times come, we want you to be able to, we're not saying, you know, you're not going to meditate on the Lord or read a scripture, but God uses us. He works through people. And so we're not here negating that fact. It's just that we're part of his plan. So listen to, that's why we do what we do. Tune in or listen to the archive or whatever you got to do to pick yourself back up as an entrepreneur. You know, when you get down, you got to be able to bring yourself back so you can go into that board meeting, go into that training session. If you're a college student, the semester is coming to a close. Things get tougher towards the end of the semester, and you need to power up so you can finish strong. You get those juices flowing. You can study and get that homework done. Write that paper. Do that research. Listen to the MP3. Power you up, Coach Cassandra and Coach Lisa. All of our people who we've brought on the show, you know, different people have said things to power you up. All right, entrepreneurs, let's do it. Let's have a fantastic day. Thank you again to our special guest, the CEO of one of my new toys, the Christian Social Network. I will be now, oh my God, I can't wait. So everyone, look for a group page on here for my coaching business. I'll be setting that up on my CSN and many, many, many more things. I'm so happy, David, that God led you to do this and your team and your people that work with you. I'm so happy. Thank you, Cassandra, for following up and bringing him on. And just thank you for listening. Thank you to our audience. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Thank you to our audience. We love you. We thank you. Without you, we wouldn't be here. We are grateful to you. And that's why we want to bring the best guest that is out there. We do this for you so that you can learn from the best, so that you can be empowered by the best, so that you can be coached and instructed by the best out there. Okay? You're getting the best. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'm signed up, David. Woohoo! I'm on board with the Christian Social Network. You guys check it out, mycsn.org.
Congrats, Cassandra. Another one signed up. Yes, thank you, David, for providing this platform. And so definitely you are being trained and coached by the best, and tomorrow is going to be amazing. Tomorrow morning with Miss Kathy Howard. She's also a coach, an author. She has some playwright. So many more things. We're going to find out tomorrow how she got started. So, again, people, there's no reason to go to work sad. There's no reason to be frustrated with your life. You have been talking to people who have come on here who have done it, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. All you got to do is follow in their footsteps. Just follow. Someone told me years ago, success leaves clues. We are on here every day dropping tons of clues for you. There's no excuse that you can't be successful at whatever you want. There's none of this walking around these college campuses talking about walking around for 3-4 years talking about you don't know what you want to do. Because we've brought all kinds of people to come on here and tell you. Now we got an IT specialist who told you that he had been in the military, has an IT background. And I know I used to think, oh, that's a little boring job. I wouldn't dare want to do it. Now I wish I had done it, because you need a background to create something as phenomenal as a Christian social network conglomerate that's all based on IT. I mean, you know, who knows how to make a link from this to Facebook and have you sign up people, okay? Thank you, Deirdre, for being my friend on the Christian Social Network. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Deirdre. Thank you.
Thank you. So the word is spreading. It's worth it, y'all. Come on now. We go out here and we support all of these social networks that are not of the Lord. I know we're going to support this. I know we're going to jump. I know if we can put 900, if we can put a billion, I think Facebook, if we can put a billion people on Facebook, I know we can put a few billion on the Christian social network from all around the world. I'm inviting all my friends from Africa, Peru, South Korea, all my Christian students. I will be telling them about this. I'm going to tell all the students, and they'll figure it out when they hear me say Christian social network. Come on board. Let's see how many people we can infect and impact just as a result of this. You know, the Word of God says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And you know, Coach Cassandra, we've been lifting up the name of Jesus on this show, so much so on Friday we had to open the doors of the church.
Yes.
We had yes. Yes.
Awesome.
And so we have time for, but we got to go. It's been close. It's been real. It's been great. And we'll see you back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. God bless you. We love you. Bye-bye.
Love you.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conference, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.